Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Minutes before 7 on WGN Radio. I am Steve Dale. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. If you have a question about your dog or your cat's behavior, you can text 312-981-7200, or you can call in, because today I just talked to you, but I'm also taking a poll. Who's smarter, dogs or cats? Where do you fall on that? Give me a call, let me know, and let me know why. So I was on the radio with John Williams a couple of days ago, and this was all brought up because there was a recent study that was done, which I'll tell you about in a moment. By the way, I should mention, so I said, here's a picture of Karen Conti on a stick. I should explain. Someone printed out a photograph of her, and for reasons unbeknownst to me, taped it to a pencil, and you kind of have, it's kind of a fan. If it gets hot in here, I could wave myself with Karen Conti. I don't understand why they did that, but that whoever did that, but that's okay. Study came out about cats and asthma. And it turns out, you know how many people say, I'm allergic to cats. It's a very common allergy. More people are more allergic to cats more often than they are dogs, and more severely allergic on average. Why is that? I don't know. But the study came out and did say early exposure, I'm talking about early exposure as an infant to cats, actually lessens the odds of allergies. So I'm taking the poll, 312-981-7200. Text or call me. You can only vote once, though this is Chicago. And let me know who you think is smarter, dogs or cats. According to text so far, cats are leading to nothing in this very dramatic survey. What brought this up was a study that was done by a neuroscientist at Vanderbilt Brain Institute. And what they determined, and we know this, they didn't determine this, is that the neurons in the prefrontal cortex of the brain are the ones that matter the most. So it turns out how many neurons are in a brain or the size of a brain are important, but not all that important. If it were size of brain that mattered only, whales would rule the world, right? And if it were the number of neurons in the brain, lots of different animals that we don't necessarily consider all that intelligent would rule the world. But what matters are the neurons in that particular part of the brain that is responsible for planning ahead, so thinking about things ahead of time, is responsible for a thoughtful process, if you will. All of those neurons make us different than some of the animals on the planet. We have more of those in that part of the brain, more neurons than any other creature. But what about dogs and cats? So according to this study, dogs have about 530 million of these neurons, and cats have about half as many, which implies that dogs are twice as smart as cats. That study didn't say that, but that's what the implication is. But before you jump to it, I have to tell you about a study from a couple of years back. And that study, done in Royal England, and published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society, suggests from 2013 that cats, in fact, lead the neuron race, that they have 300 compared to 160 million for dogs. So I guess it's a case of depending on which study you look at. But are those the only things that need to be thought about? Now, as I look over to my right, your left on the radio, now, let's see, another vote for cats, with some very cute emojis, and dogs have some votes, but the cats lead by my count 4-2. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What you're not telling me in the text is why you think dogs are smarter or why you think cats are smarter. I will say this, cats are more, what is the right word? Maybe, yeah, independent, we know that, but maybe more capable. If a dog gets outside, will that dog survive? Well, in many nations, yes, but not by hunting. They survive because they feed from garbage bins or depend on handouts. Even in third world countries, it's dogs that are around the trash, you know, from the community that they set up. So dogs will scavenge from there. Dogs, in fact, are not great hunters. And in most places, interestingly enough, you know, we compare dogs and wolves all the time. Dogs are nothing like wolves in many, many ways. They don't hunt cooperatively, and most, for the most part, some do, but usually not. And wolves usually do, depending on the species of wolf that we're talking about. Oh, very, very dramatic here. Dogs are now tied with cats. Yes, it is. I know. I'm vote counting here, mostly by text, 312-981-7200. The calls that have called in, I don't know whether to count their votes or not, because if you don't go on the air with me, if you just call in and say, here's what I'm telling the producer, but I'm afraid to talk to Steve on the radio. Or maybe you don't have time. You have other things to do in the morning. I get that. But I don't know whether to count those votes or not. It's Chicago, so maybe I should count those votes three or four times. I'm not sure. Even if they're not alive. I don't know. Have people called you that aren't alive? It's actually very possible. 312-981-7200, and one of those calls pointed to studies that indicate dogs are smarter. But I will tell you, for every study that indicates that, I can find a study that indicates cats are smarter. And I talk to veterinary professionals, in fact, around the world at veterinary conferences and animal welfare conferences. What do they think? Well, it ties in with one of my talks. And I ask, not for this purpose, having to do with the study that just came out, but because it ties in with one of my talks, I do ask, who do you think? And I ask for a show of hands. What do you think the professionals, the people who deal with dogs and cats every day, educated professionals say? I'll tell you in a moment. What's the worst odor you can think of? It doesn't matter how bad it is. Freshwave natural odor removing products can completely eliminate that stench without using any harsh chemicals or masking fragrances. Handy to have around the house at all times, especially during the holidays. Do you want people to remember your amazing cooking, your unmatched gift-giving skills, or that your house stinks? Well, a listener named Gloria wrote in to say that she used FreshWave near two litter boxes for years and years. It brings her peace of mind that her guests don't even necessarily know she has a cat, because, or two cats, because they come over, the cats dive under the bed, they don't smell anything because she uses FreshWave. They don't even know the cats are there. It really does work. It's just plant oils and water. And I love the fact that pretty much every week after a show, I do get a message from at least one of you saying, I tried FreshWave. And you know what, Steve? It really works. It's available at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Whole Foods, and other places as well. Here's what you do. Head to FreshWaveWorks.com. FreshWaveWorks.com. Click on the store locator to find your nearest FreshWave retailer. I could say that, your nearest FreshWave retailer. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. 312-981-7200, cats or dogs? Someone says parrots. I understand that. Parrots are brilliant. Cats are back in the lead. I've lost specific count, but yes, cats are back in the lead. Dogs in general, because they plan ahead, hide food and treats, don't eat and drink until the parent gets home. Does that make them smarter or anxious because their people aren't there? And incidentally, it's the latter. So for dogs who don't eat when their people are there, don't eat when their people are not there, I'm sorry, that just means there's some anxiety going on, incidentally. They know when someone in their family is sad. I'd argue cats often know, too. And they try to comfort those people. Well, cats often can do that, too. This person says, both. You're not allowed. Cats or dogs, not both. It's one or the other. 312-981-7200. You're certainly texting me. You can call me, too, as time permits. We'll take phone calls. I just returned from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And part of the reason why I went there is I'm on, this is a tough gig, the advisory board of the SPCA Puerto Vallarta. And what an amazing place that is. So when we think of rescuing animals, we often think of the great organizations, and there are many in the United States. You know what? Saving animals knows no boundaries. Love knows no boundaries. And these animals are incredibly well taken care of that are at this sanctuary. You could check them out on Facebook, because you could check everything out on Facebook, or you can go online to check them out as well. They will take in dogs that others won't take in. There was one dog, for example, that was tied up to a balcony for weeks, and they finally got permission to go in and get the dog. The dog hadn't eaten in I don't know how long, so the dog was malnourished. The dog had mange. The dog had broken either part of its back or its pelvis or both. Happiest dog in the world. Dog couldn't move much, but it could move. And the tail was wagging, the butt was still wiggling. It's amazing how forgiving dogs are, incidentally. You know, there are many shelters in America that just would not spend the money and the resources, which I get, on such an animal. They're spending it, not only on this dog, but they do it all the time. And how they come up with the dollars, I'm not quite sure, except through donations. So I was so taken by the organization the first time I was there, I said, anything you want from me, I'm happy to do. So it's the SPCA Puerto Vallarta. Beside being in a beautiful part of the world, it is an amazing place. 312-981-7200. I'm allergic to cats and dogs. However, he votes for cats, apparently. I have a tomcat and a male dog. Both are dumb as a rock. I want to know who's smarter, not the other way around. Several more votes for cats. So if you're a dog person and you want dogs to win, 312-981-7200. But what I want to know more than anything else is why you believe either dogs are smarter or cats are smarter. Speaking of cats, last week I mentioned it, but I received these emails saying, asking questions about it. So let me talk a bit about a product called Feel-A-Scratch. One problem people have with cats is that, and this doesn't make them more or less intelligent, is that they sometimes scratch in places we don't want them to scratch. Cats are hardwired to scratch. If you're a cat, you're going to scratch. And even declawed cats do go through the motions. And they do this for various reasons. So cats want to identify territory. They are social, but very territorial. One way in which they do that is by scratching in places in their territory as well as boundaries of their territory. We hopefully provide scratching posts for them to do that. But even cats that are declawed, which incidentally is not a fun procedure if you're a cat. So a declaw is an amputation. There's no nicer, kind, or soft way to say that. So bend your finger at the knuckle. Right now, not that finger. Choose another finger. So you bend your finger at the knuckle. That's where it's cut off. It is an amputation. Do we need to do that to cats personally? Absolutely not. So here is something else that we can now use to modify behavior. Actually attract cats to the scratching post. So when cats scratch at a post, I didn't quite finish saying this, they leave a mark, a visual mark that they've scratched there, but it's really the scent that matters most. They deposit pheromones at that post, saying, this is my territory, mine. Well, cats that are declawed even go through, as I said, they go through the motions of doing that. They can't leave a visual cue because they have no claws to do it anymore. Also, presumably, it feels real good if you're a cat to do that. And when cats get excited, it's an outlet for them. So we want cats to be able to scratch, but we don't want them scratching on the sofa. You don't want them scratching on your stereo speakers, right? So what we do is encourage them to scratch where we want them to. We try to train them to do that. Well, this new product is a copy of a pheromone. It's called Fela Scratch, as well as some catnip in it, and it's got a blue dye. So what you do is you apply the product called Fela Scratch to a vertical post. You see the blue dye, so does the cat. The cat senses or smells the catnip. There's some catnip in it. Old school catnip really works. Attracts most cats to the post right there. And now you've got that pheromone that encourages them to scratch. On my website, stevedale.tv, I tried it with our cat. Our cat has not had a problem in scratching in the wrong places. But I thought, okay, if this works in our cat, even a 15-year-old cat, it's pretty impressive. You know what? It works in our cat, even a 15-year-old cat. Let me see the vote tallies. Yes, more for dogs. Don't know what to say. I haven't ended the vote count yet, though. 312-981-7200. You could text your votes in. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. Located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne, MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7 every day of the year. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 trauma center. Just like certain hospitals are certified as trauma centers for people, same here for MedVet Chicago. They're also accredited by the American Animal Hospital Association, which not all hospitals are. And it's the only place in veterinary medicine where you can be accredited. To be accredited, by the way, there are 900 some odd standards, really, that you have to pass. Phone number, MedVet Chicago, 773-281-7110. They're on Belmont, Clybourne, and Western.